Howdy, friends and neighbors, and welcome y'all to Country Call, and welcome to this Thursday edition of the program. It's old H.H. this side the microphone, as always, and as normal. Yes, indeed, Hugh Hardy with the good country sounds until 1 o'clock, and we have some new country sounds as well as some old favorites and old popular ones. And in addition to all that, coming up around 20 minutes past 12 or thereabouts, we have a competition, but more about that later on. Let's get the show on the road. We start with a track from the brand new album from Reba McEntire. From her album Behind the Scene, is called Is It Really Love?
They say that it's the same the whole world over, that love's the hardest thing to understand. I thought once in love my troubles would blow over, but it seems that's when the heartache just began. And I remember when you first said that you love me, I tried not to let the words go to my head. And the things you said were spoken so sincerely, somewhere in between the lines of red. Tricks on me, I fall so easily. Is my heart telling me that I'm your fool, or is it really love? This time love's got me feeling so uncertain, but my heart's seen all the breaks that it can take. I can't tell if this is just infatuation or another chance to learn from my mistakes. Is it really love? Is it really love? Or just my heart playing tricks on me? I fall so easily. Is my heart telling me that I'm your fool? Or is it really love?
Sound from Reba McEntire from her brand new album Behind the Wall. That's the lady with the Irish name and the Irish looks as well. Red-headed and blue-eyed, and that's a nice lady as well. Reba McEntire, and the song is called Is It Really Love? Speaking about love, this next record coming up. Well, gentlemen, you can always say these words to your loving wife, because it comes from an album, an earlier album from Ricky Skaggs, and the album is called Highways and Heartaches. This is a good song, a romantic song, gents. It's called I Love You Just the Way You Are. I wouldn't trade you or change you for the world. Sing the song, Ricky.
I wouldn't change a single thing about you if I could. The way you are just suits me to a T. A princess in a storybook, a king upon his throne. That's what we are, and you belong to me. I wouldn't change you if I could. I love you as you are. You're all that I would wish for if I wished upon a star. Just the way you are, I wouldn't change you if I could.
I'd leave them as they are. And come what may, I'd never change a thing. And if I were a potter and you a piece of clay, the only thing I'd change would be your name. I wouldn't change you if I could. Just the way you are, I wouldn't change you if I could.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is definitely the most exciting new talent to come on the country scene in the last 4 to 5 years. Ricky Skaggs and his band from his album Highways and Heartaches. And a nice romantic sound there called I Wouldn't Change You If I Could. I love you as you are. Ricky Skaggs. And indeed, reading a biography on Ricky Skaggs not that long ago, he started and became a professional musician when he was only 17 years of age. And of course, everyone knows what happened after that. He was asked to join Emmylou Harris's band, The Hot Band. And he's a very, very talented musician on banjo and mandolin and guitar and fiddle. And of course, he writes a few songs. But my goodness, when can he sing a country song? Ricky Skaggs and a really fine sound. Speaking about a man that can sing a good song and write a good song, here's the current sound and the current single from Tom T. Hall, Famous in Missouri.
Hey, I was famous in Missouri. Everybody knew my name. From Kansas City to St. Louis, they knew how well I played my game. Now it sure feels strange to be in South Dakota, out on the range. Sometimes my heart feels heavy. Sometimes my head feels light. Sometimes I think back to Missouri. And other times I feel alright. But it sure feels strange to be in South Dakota. Cause there ain't nobody to hear it anymore. And there ain't nobody out here keeping score. And when I look back, it seems like such a crime to believe a woman who would lie all the time. Hey, I was famous in Missouri. I sure was fast with the deal, long before the women and the whiskey made my heart forget the feel. And it sure feels strange to be in South Dakota, out on the range. Hey, it sure feels strange to be in South Dakota, out on the range.
Hall and the Storytellers and his new single, Famous in Missouri. Well, we're playing a lot of new singles on the program today. We have the brand new single coming up right now from the Oak Ridge Boys. The album, the single, it's taken from their new album, Deliver. Now, this album has already sold, earned them a gold record in the United States. The album itself is only out about 2 months at the most, because it was released to coincide with Fanfare 84 in Nashville. We brought back a copy and played it a few tracks on the program indeed. But their new single is the old John D. Loudermilk song, Break My Mind. And when you hear it, you may say, well, what's that got to do with country music? And I might say, well, very little, except the Oak Ridge Boys are one of the most successful groups in country music. But it's hardly country, but I went to number one for them.
Baby. Oh, baby. Tell the man at the ticket stand that you changed your mind. Let me run on out and tell the cab to keep his meter flying. 'Cause if you say goodbye to me, babe, you're gonna break my mind. Break my mind.
That's the sound there of the Oak Ridge Boys from that very, very fine album. Well, at least that very, very, very popular album of theirs, Deliver, and the old John D. Loudermilk song, Break My Mind. Did I tell you that you could win £20 cash in the program today? Oh, I haven't told you yet. Oh, well, you can. You can win £20 cash money on our program with our mystery sound, and that's coming up in the record after the commercial break. Not the record after the commercial break, the record after the record. Listen, forget it. It's coming up in about 6 minutes' time, £20 in cash money that you can win, and all that is after this.
Come to the barbecue this Friday night, the 13th of July, in Inneskeen Field. Music by the Avengers, and there's a licensed late bar. It promises to be a super night, and the menu is absolutely There's delicious barbecue chicken and barbecue sauce, savory creamed potatoes and buttered garden peas, served in a medieval atmosphere at the bonfire. So make a point of coming along to this monster barbecue and dance. That's this Friday night in Inneskeen Field, organized by Inneskeen Summer Festival Committee. Have fun, everyone!
What would one expect with a name like Lille de France other than something special in food? Lille de France at Van Brussel Street, Dundalk have now opened a super new express takeaway where you can choose from their extensive selection of delicious carryouts. Lille de France specialize in quarter pounders, chicken boxes with a difference, salad burgers, thick shakes, homemade ice cream, apple turnovers, and chilled minerals. Lille de France wish to announce to their many customers that their food is prepared fresh and cooked as you wait on their express ovens and pans. Lille de France, open from Monday to Wednesdays from noon to 1 a.m. Thursdays from noon to 2 a.m. Fridays and Saturdays from 12 noon to 3 a.m. And Sundays 4 p.m. till 3 a.m. Don't be hungry. Call anytime to Lille de France and have a good cooking.
Right, then, just about, what is it, about 16 minutes, 17 minutes past 12 in the program on this Thursday edition of the program, and we're reviving an old mystery sound, and that's coming up after this next record. And how can you win £20? Well, if you have been listening pretty attentively since we came back from Nashville, Tennessee, we've been playing a record that we've been played, a new release or a new recording artist, or in fact, something that we've been played, that we have played in the last 3 weeks since coming back from Nashville. And if you can identify that recording artist before we start our second record, which will be about 3.5 minutes, you have just won yourself and will have won yourself £20 in cash. However, if we start the next record, the prize money will have shrunk to £15. If we have started the third record, the prize money will have shrunk to £10. And if we have started our fourth record, the prize money will hardly be worth winning. It will be shrunk to £7.50. And my goodness, if nobody has guessed it before we start our fifth record, and from then until the end of the program, the prize will be a measly and a miserable fiver. So it's up to you out there to get in with those phone calls pretty quick. And that's coming up after this next record, which is George Jones's a new album, or the title track from George Jones's new album. So we have our mystery sound coming up after we listen to George Jones and the title of his new album called I'm Ragged, But I'm Right.
Well, I've come here to tell you folks I'm ragged, but I'm right. I'm a tramp and a rounder, and I stay out late at night. I board a house steak 3 times a day for my board. That's more than any rounder in this old town can afford. Well, the big electric fan to keep me cool while I sleep. Little baby girl play around at his feet. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, and I lead a life. I tell you folks, I'm ragged, but I'm right. Down. Built myself a little love nest here in this East Texas town. Now I've got a family, one that I'm proud of. I know that I'll be happy, cause they're the ones I'm thinking of. Big electric fan to keep me cool while I sleep. A little baby boy to play around with at his feet. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, and I lead a life. I tell you folks, I'm ragged, but I'm right. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, and I lead every life. I tell you. you folks, I'm ragged, but I'm right.
Yes, that's George Jones. That's his new album, the title track from his new album, I'll Tell You Boys, I'm Ragged, But I'm Right. And also, of course, his autobiography. That's what his autobiography is called, I'm Ragged, But I'm Right. Well, are you right? And like I said, are you ready to win and write and ready to win yourself £20 in cash? We are about to play a record that we've played indeed since coming back from Nashville, Tennessee. And opening our telephone lines at Dundalk 31164. Mind you, you have about 3.5 minutes to win yourself £20 in cash. And if we start the next record, the prize money, unfortunately, will be shrinking to £15. So listen carefully, listen quickly, and get in with those phone calls as we say in our reviving our old-fashioned mystery sound. Can you tell me, who is this? Our mystery sound on this Thursday afternoon edition of the program. And just for the record, the song is called The Face on the Cutting Room Floor. That may or may not help you, but apparently it hasn't helped you. I'm just waiting. Oh, here it comes with our list of incorrect answers. We're sorry to say the callers coming in. Larry Gatlin. Yeah, that's a good one. The Oak Ridge Boys. It's not. The Statler Brothers. It's not. Alabama a third time, it's not. Don King, it's not. The Gatlin Brothers, it's not. Mo Bandy and Joe Stampley, it's not. And there's our incorrect answers. Larry Gatlin, the Oak Ridge Boys, the Statler Brothers, Alabama, Don King, the Gatlin Brothers, Mo Bandy or Joe Stampley. That's who it's not. And unfortunately, it means that our prize money is right now down to £15 in cash. But you can still win that £15 by identifying that last recording artist. Here's Fern Gosden.
My friends all came around to say goodbye and to see if there was something they could do. But they knew from the tears that filled my eyes, there was just one way to get me over you. They may as well just lay my soul to rest and place pretty flowers on my chest. In my head, the world still turns around, but I'm here from the heart torn down. In that long black limousine to the churchyard on the other side of town. Just lay me down with all my shattered dreams, 'cause I'm dead from the heart on down. You may as well just lay my soul to rest and place pretty flowers on my chest.
The man with a marvelous country voice. That's the sound, of course, sound of Vern Gosden from his brand new album and a song called Dead from the Heart on Down. And if he thought that he sounded a little bit like Max D. Barnes, it's because the song itself was written by Max D. Barnes, and both of them have a somewhat similar musical style. Getting back to our mystery sound, and we don't have a winner as yet, but what we can tell you is the incorrect answer's coming in. It's not Jim Ed Brown. It's not the Wilburn Brothers. It's not Porter Wagner. It's not Jim Reeves. Oh my goodness. Didn't sound at all like Jim Reeves. It's not Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings. It's not the Oak Ridge Boys. A second incorrect answer for the Oak Ridge Boys. It's not the Mayans Brothers. And it's not Rick Nelson. Oh, we haven't played Ricky, or even Rick, too often on the program. And I don't think we've played him since coming back from Nashville, Tennessee. So that was a rather wasted call there. It's not Rick Nelson. So another list of incorrect answers. Jim Ed Brown, the Wilburn Brothers, Porter Wagner, Jim Reeves, Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, the Mayans Brothers, the Oak Ridge Boys, and Rick Nelson. That's who it's not. And that means that, unfortunately, when we start this next record, if we don't still no correct answers, it means, unfortunately, that our prize money is now cut in half and reduced to £10 in cash. You can win that £10 by calling us in the next 3 minutes. Here's a new sound from Mickey Gillie. and Charlie McLean. Debut album from Mickey Gilley and Charlie McLean. And that Charlie McLean, of course, is a very, very beautiful, dark-haired lady that's in recent times very, very heavily into television. Charlie McLean with our first duet, and their first duet with Mickey Gilley. Indeed, our first duet with any recording artist, Mickey Gilley and Charlie McLean, track from a new album and a song called Paradise Tonight. Well, we do have a winner to our mystery sound and our mystery record. A couple of records to go. Let's pick up on line A this time and say, hi, good afternoon. Who am I speaking to?
Hello?
Yes, who am I speaking to?
Bernadette Callan.
Bernadette Callan. Hello to you, Bernadette Callan. And where are you from, Bernadette?
Broomfield, Castle Blaney.
From Broomfield. Welcome to the program, Broomfield, Castle Blaney, and Bernadette Callan. Bernadette, we were looking for the name of a recording artist that we played three records ago, and you were the first one in with the correct answer, and you say that the recording artist was...
The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Well done to you, Bernadette. Unfortunately, you have only won yourself £10 cash. And could it have been £20, Bernadette?
It could have been, but I couldn't get through.
Ah,
it was engaged all the time.
That's the look of the game. Everybody else trying to win that £20. And did you know it as soon as the record started, Bernadette?
I knew when it was about halfway through.
And you don't by any chance have the album, do you?
No, I haven't.
Well, you have a very, very good memory for voices, musical voices. And what a pity it wasn't £10, or it wasn't £20, but you're, as they say, that's the look of the game, Bernadette.
Yeah.
Anyway, you got yourself and won yourself £10 cash, and well done to you. Would you like to send a quick greeting to anybody, Bernadette?
To my son and daughter, Janet and Maria.
Janet and Maria Callan?
Yeah.
From Broomfield and Castle Blaney?
Yeah.
All right. And do you have a favourite, Bernadette, since you are, and since you have been very, very quick to identify the sound of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, do you have a favourite in country music?
Not really, no, I like them all.
You like them all?
Yeah.
All right, none of them sticks out in your mind as being...
No, no.
What about Big Tom?
Oh, I like him, yeah.
Yeah. You got to say that of him, a neighbor of yours.
That's right.
Okay, then, Bernadette, well, thank you for your call and stop into our office when you're passing by. £10 cash
thank
waiting
you,
for you. Bye now.
Bye.
Bernadette Callan from Broomfield in Castle Blaney, and she wins herself £10 by identifying the sound there of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. And after the commercial break, which we're going to take right now, we'll be back with the last big hit single from the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, The Long Hard Road. And that is after this.
It's got the spirit of life. Out of the clear it will appear. It's a natural kind of taste. Heaven up refreshing and clear. Heaven up calls you. Heaven up fools you. Heaven up the difference is clear.
Heaven up, the difference is clear.
Hey, Boo-Boo, this Mosney Holiday Center seems like a great place.
Yes, Yogi.
There's so much to do, Boo-Boo.
Yes, Yogi.
Boating on the lake, that sounds great. A super amusement park, and no Mr. Ranger to worry about there. Just all the fun of the fair. Dodge-ems, roundabouts. And Molly Whale, this I gotta see.
Yes, Yogi.
Lots and lots of games to play in the amusement arcade. And there's swimming, donkey rides, roller skating, and Old MacDonald's Pet Farm.
Gosh, Yogi, can we go?
Of course we can, little one. I've got our tickets right here. Follow me.
Mosney Holiday Center. So many ways to enjoy yourself, whatever your age. Open daily from 10 a.m. at Mosney County Meath. Telephone 041-36441.
Right, the 21 minutes left in the program. Let's get back to music and let's get back to, again, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and their last big, big number one hit single, The Long Hard Road.
Way back in my memory, there's a scene that I recall of a little rundown cabin in the woods where my daddy never promised that our blue moon would turn gold. But he lay awake nights wishing that it would. When the world was on our radio, hard work was on our minds. We lived our day to day in plain dirt fashion, with old overalls and cotton balls all strapped across your back. Man, it's hard to make believe ain't nothing wrong. Mama kept the Bible read, and Daddy kept our family fed, and somewhere in between I must have grown. Cause someday I was dreaming that a song that I was singing takes me down the road to where I wanna go. Now I know it's a long, hard road. Songs along with Grandma's radio. Now I'm beating down an old blacktop road, sleeping in a sack, living up my memories all in vain. Cause those city lights ain't all that bright compared to what it's like to see lightning bugs go dancing in the rain. Raindrops played the tin roof like a drum. But I just kept on dreaming that a song that I was singing takes me down the road to where my name is known. And now I'm gone, and it's a long, hard road. Yes, I know, it's a long, hard road.
that's there, the sound there of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and a top five hit for them in the United States. A song there called The Long Hard Road, featuring the singer there of Jim McEwen. And they drive in force behind the band, and that's taken from their first album together, simply called Plain Dirt Fashion. It's a good song there. A very, very descriptive song, I must say. Now, getting back to music, and again, congratulations to Bernadette Callan from Broomfield in Castleblaney, winning herself a tenor in the programme, and well done to her. Quickly in indeed, but as she said herself, could have been £20. That's the look of the game. In the meantime, let's get back to another group of fellas. They come from southern Texas, calling themselves the Mains Brothers. Four brothers augmented by four other people.
Well, I'm going out tonight, I'm gonna get real loose. I've been staying home too long, waiting for some good news. Tonight I'm gonna be a corkscrew. Let me hear that band. Ah, pour me something guaranteed to make me wanna dance. That old heartache, she nearly killed me, but I'm alive and full of fight. I've been a lovesick fool, but I'm gonna get well tonight. I'm gonna get well.
Sure lay down a mean beat. The sound of the Mains Brothers from southern Texas, and that's four brothers, Lloyd and Steve and Donnie and Kenny, augmented by three other fellows from their neighborhood and school pals, and together they make a really fine band. The Mains Brothers Band, and the track from their new album, and from their album High Rollin', and a song there called Gonna Get Well Tonight. I'll take a commercial break and be right back with a new single from Eddie Raven, and that is after this.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields.
If your banana's about summer fruits, you'll find a bumper harvest of fresh strawberries, raspberries, blackcurrants, and gooseberries at Cordery Fruit Farm. Mouth-watering fresh farm fruit that you can pick yourself. So get out there today, enjoy the sunshine, and bring home really fresh fruit. And don't forget, now's the time to get lots of their delicious strawberries, beautifully sweet and juicy. Cordery Fruit Farm is open 6 days a week, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. To get there from Dundalk, just turn right at McKilns of Reddypenny, and it's just a mile down the road. Remember, If it's fresh fruit you want, the place to go to is Cordery Fruit Farm. Telephone 79122. Pass me the strawberries, please. For the best meat in town, call to Martin Gorham, Hagen House, the Rampart Stunt Dog. Martin Gorham, for top quality meat at prices you can afford. Try their succulent T-bone steaks, tender joints, tasty legs of lamb and fresh chickens, sausages, vegetable roll and hamburgers made daily on the premises. Martin also wishes to apologize to his many customers for the inconvenience caused by his change of address. So don't forget, for top quality meat always, the place to go is Martin Gorham. That's Martin Gorham, Hagen House, the Rampart Stunt Dog. Late opening on Thursday and Friday to 9 p.m. Step
Hello.
Into a world of beautiful blinds and curtains at Window World Hagen House Dundalk. Window World are specialists in roller, Venetian, and vertigo blinds with over 200 patterns and colors to choose from. Measuring and fitting is free, and they have a super special for the month of July. Order blinds for the front of your house and get your kitchen or bathroom blind free. Yes, free. Or blinds for the back of your house at half price. Participate in a free draw in which you can win the price of your blinds back. But hurry, as there are only 30 places left in the draw. So don't delay. Call today to Window World, Hagen House, the Rampart, Stundalk, or telephone 34695 now.
All right, just 12 minutes left in the program. Thursday edition of the program, and just like to remind you, indeed, if you have a young daughter or a young son that would be anxious or indeed is anxious to get into radio, well, starting next Tuesday at 2 o'clock, we'll give them him or her, or they as the case may be, an opportunity indeed of doing a live broadcast on the Radio Carousel Network, which covers indeed something like 11 counties right over to Meath and Westmeath and Dublin and Kildare, as well as down in Armagh and Louth and Meath, etc. And we'll be putting two people on each Tuesday and two more each Thursday. Between 2 and 2.15, the first one, and from 2.15 to 2.30, the second one. And then we'll be opening our telephone lines and asking you to vote on which or other of the two people deserves to go forward into for a place in our final, with that announcement being made at 3 o'clock. So there'll just be about 30 minutes of voting time there. So, like I said, it's an opportunity of you to, well, if you're listening and would like to get into radio, indeed, this is your opportunity. All you got to do is contact our office at Dundalk 31164, put your name down, or indeed, if you're not close to a phone, come in to the Dundalk Shopping Centre, to our office in the Dundalk Shopping Centre, and put your name down. Similarly, of course, in our sister station, Radio Carousel in Navan, call them at Navan 28762, or alternatively, stop into the Navan Shopping Centre and put your name down in the office. So that's starting next Tuesday at 2 o'clock, immediately after lunch with a punch. We'll have the first of our contestants on the air for 15 minutes. And during that 15 minutes, they can play whatever type of record they wish to play. Or indeed, if somebody out there has an idea for a good program, like just say comedy, they might want to do a comedy 15 minutes. That's entirely acceptable, because indeed it'll be you, the people out there, that will vote whether or not they go forward into our final. And don't forget, the winner of the contest will be offered indeed a permanent employment with Radio Carousel. So it's quite an opportunity for any young boy or girl. I keep saying young boy or girl, but it is not necessarily indeed confined to any young boy or girl. It's not confined to anybody. Whether you're a man or woman, young or old, this opportunity is afforded to you. I know that frequently in our travels we meet ladies who indeed have suggested that maybe they should do a program. We'll say a program on Irish music, that is Irish traditional music, or indeed a program as Gaelic, which is similarly acceptable. So there's no restrictions on who this is open to. I keep seeing young people, because we are frequently, and indeed, especially when the summer months start, and invariably inundated with calls from young people wanting to go on the air. So this is their opportunity. And starting then next Tuesday at 2 o'clock, two people on between 2 and 2.30. Right now, gets back to music here.
I love you.
And getting back with a new sound from Eddie Raven. Just arrived, and we played it last week. Hasn't made much reaction yet. Here he is, Eddie Raven, and I Could Use Another You.
Don't need another drink now.
No, no, no.
Been drinking a whole night long. Don't need more time to think now.
No, no, no.
Been thinking since you've been gone. What could I use then to make it all right? One thing I'm needing comes into mind. I could use another you. I could use somebody new who could do what you could do back when you loved me. I could use a lover's touch that could move me just as much. I could never get enough back when you loved me. Now that we're through, I could use another you. Somebody new who could do what you could do back when you loved me. I could use a lover's touch that could move me just as much. I could never get enough back when you loved me. Now that we're through, I could use another you. I could use another you. I could use somebody new who could do what you could do back when you loved me. I can move me just as much. I can never get enough back when you love me. Now that we're through, I could use another you. I could use a lover's touch that can move me just as much. I can never get enough back when you love me.
Well, it's a brand new single, as they say, hot off the presses. The brand new single there to come from Eddie Raven, and a song called I Could Use Another You. We got 5 minutes left in the program on this Thursday edition of the show, and close out the program more or less with a track from the new album from Ronnie McDowell. Ronnie McDowell, of course, who used to be an impersonator of Elvis Presley before he found his own style in country music. He's more or less into the contemporary style of country music, although he had some very, very sizable, very, very sizable hits indeed with songs like Older Woman, Older Women, and Watching Girls Go By. Well, he has a new album out, and the album itself is called Willing, Willing. And here's the sound of Ronnie McDowell and the track from that album, and the song is called A Great Day in the Morning.
I watch you in the mirror as you gently brush your hair. I hope that you'll excuse me, I just can't help but stare. You whirl around, I take my hand and say you can't believe the happiness that's in your heart whenever you're with me. A great day in the morning, I feel the same way too. Hey, I know the feeling, it feels so good with you. I put your arms around me and you feel a fever burn. I put you in a crowded room and every head will turn. You amaze me when you talk about how lucky you must be to have a sweet forever love from a country boy like me. A great day in the morning, I feel the same way too. Hey, I know the feeling, it feels so good with you. And everything that you found in me, well, I hope you never lose. Great day in the morning, I'm so in love with you. I
a bad song there from that dark-haired young man, Ronnie McDowell, and a song called Great Day in the Morning. And we close out the program on this Thursday edition of the show with two brothers indeed from Australia, call themselves Australia, and they have a new album out. Here's their version of the old Bob Luman song, Let's Think About Living.
The other song that I've heard lately, some fella gets shot, and his baby and his best friend both die with him, as likely as not. In half of the other songs, some cat's crying, all ready to die. We lost most all of our happy people, and I'm wondering why. Let's think about living. Let's think about loving. Let's think about a whooping and a hopping and a bopping and a lovey-lovey-dubbing. Let's forget about the whining and the crying and the shooting and the dying and a fellow with a switchblade knife. Let's think about living. Let's think about life.
Help me stamp out pessimism, help me set the spirit free, help me wipe out old oppression, help this war on misery. Sing this song, buy this record, and I'll personally guarantee that if you never help anyone else, maybe you'd sure be helping me.
Let's think about living, let's think about loving, let's think about the whooping and the hopping and the bopping and the lovey-lovey-dubbing. Let's forget about the whining and the crying and the shooting and the dying and the battle with a switchblade knife. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Let's think about living. Let's think about loving. Let's think about the whooping and the hopping and the bopping and the lovey-lovey-dubbing. Let's forget about the whining and the crying and the shooting and the dying and the battle with a switchblade knife. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Let's think about living. Let's think about life.
Well, that's the brothers Tom and Ted Lagarde, professionally known as Australia, from their brand new album Down Under Country. And that's their version, of course, of the old Bob Luman song Let's Think About Lovin', which was a rock and roll, a rockabilly hit for Bob Luman and in the country charts as well. But it brings our country part of the program to an end, and I hope that you've enjoyed it. We will, of course, be back immediately after 1 o'clock news with Lunch with a Punch. Until then, it's yours truly, Hugh Hardy, leaving it at always your friend and mine, Hank Snow, because under then, both of us were moving on.
And Daddy ain't coming back, cause I'm moving on. I'll soon be gone. You were flying too high for my little old sky, so I'm moving on. That big loud whistle as it blew and blew, said hello to the Southland, we're coming to you, and we're moving on. Oh, hear my song. You had to laugh at me, but I've set you free and I'm moving on. Mr. Fineman, won't you please listen to me, cause I got a pretty mama in Tennessee. Keep moving me on. Keep rolling on. Shovel the coal, let this rattle a roll, and keep moving me on. Mr. Engineer, take that throttle in hand, and this rattle's the fastest in the southern land. They keep moving me on, keep rolling on. You're gonna ease my mind, put me there on time, and keep rolling on. From time to time, but you just wouldn't listen or pay me no mind. No, I'm moving on. I'll soon be gone. You have broken your vow and it's all over now, so I'm moving on. You switched your engine, now I ain't got time for a driving woman on my main line, cause I'm moving on. I'm rolling on. I've warned it twice, now you can settle the price, cause I'm moving on. Someday, baby, when you've had your play, you're gonna want your daddy, but your daddy will say, keep moving on, stay to wait too long. I'm through with you, too bad you're blue, keep moving on.
Well,
broadcasting on medium wave and on VHF. You're listening to Radio Carousel.
Mike Ahern reporting from the Radio Carousel news desk on this Thursday afternoon, the 12th of July. The headlines first. In Britain, speculation amounts that some Nigerian diplomats may be deported. In Dublin, talks are underway this morning in an attempt to resolve the dispute between NBU train drivers and CIE. And locally, the repercussions of Saturday night's riot in Slane continues. The details now. There is speculation mounting at present that the British Foreign Secretary Sir Geoffrey Howe may announce the expulsion of several Nigerian diplomats today. The expulsions would follow Nigeria's refusal to allow police to interview High Commission staff in London about the Dikko affair. Nigeria said it would take swift and reciprocal action after any new move by Britain. OPEC oil ministers have failed after 2 days of talks in Vienna to take steps to cope with the glut of oil on world markets. The Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries agreed, however, to allow Nigeria to produce more oil within the cartel's overall output ceiling of 17.5 million barrels a day. It's thought likely that there may be another meeting of OPEC ministers within the next 3 weeks. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Walter Mondale will announce his vice presidential running mate in Minnesota later today. One of Mondale's senior aides is reported to have revealed that it will be Representative Mrs. Geraldine Ferraro of New York. Mrs. Ferraro, who would be the first woman to be nominated for national office by a major party, is on her way from San Francisco to Minnesota. The Democratic National Convention has to confirm the choice of Mondale and his running mate next week. The Italian budget minister Pietro Longo, who is implicated in a parliamentary report about the illegal P2 Masonic Lodge, has resigned. He was leader of the Social Democratic Party, which forms a small but vital part of the coalition government in Italy. The Italian news agency ANSA said Premier Bettino Craxi had accepted the resignation. Mr. Craxi will take over the duties of the budget minister until a successor is appointed. 60 firemen fought for almost 3 hours a major blaze in a paper warehouse in London's Dockland. A fire was described by London Fire Brigade as one of the capital's biggest for several years. It raged through all 5 stories of a warehouse near Tower Bridge. And at least 50 people have died and some 50 more are missing in storms which have battered Chile for 10 days. The Ministry for the Interior said more than 27,000 people had been evacuated from their homes along a 1,200-mile stretch of central Chile and its Pacific coastline. Most of the deaths occurred last week when 31 people died in 2 avalanches in the Andes Mountains and 12 were drowned in floods near Viana del Mar. The latest victim was a 5-year-old boy who drowned in a stream near his home, 500 miles north of Santiago. In Dublin, talks were underway a short time ago in an attempt to resolve the dispute between the NBU train drivers and CIE, which has disrupted train services in and out of Connolly Station. The dispute is over the proposed introduction of the new electrified suburban rail service in the metropolis later this week. The NBU claim their members were suspended for not going to Fairview to partake of training for the new service, while members of other unions weren't suspended. Intending train travellers locally are advised to contact CIE about the availability of train services. At present, only through train services between Belfast and Dublin are running. A new government white paper indicates that there will be little scope for the government to take an active part in job creation in the near future. The white paper introduced by Minister for Industry John Bruton deals mainly with the industrial development. Among its main points are that incentives and advisory services would be applied selectively, concentrating on internationally trading and manufacturing and service industries, particularly Irish-owned companies. There will be a shift in state resources from fixed asset investment to technology acquisition and marketing and development. Priority would be given to the attraction of overseas projects which will reform key business functions in Ireland. A report of the Review Committee on Adoption Services here recommends the extension of eligibility to adopt to single parents and the replacement of the Adoption Board by a specialised adoption court. The report published by Minister for Health Barry Desmond also proposes that the adoption be allowed of legitimate children whose parents are unable or unwilling to look after them. It also says that all adoptive children should be told that they were adopted and have access to birth certificates on reaching the age of 18. And so to our local stories to hand. And once again, our news dominated by the weekend's rioting in Slane, as Kevin Johnson now reports from the County Meath village itself.
Following the remand of five young people at Navan Court yesterday as a result of Saturday night violence in Slane, calls have been made today, locally, for a full public report detailing the reasons for the low Garda presence in Slane at the commencement of rioting on that night. The main criticism has been directed at the government, the Department of Justice in particular, for failing to make sufficient overtime finances available to Gardaí to ensure that a sizeable force would have been on hand in Slane in the event of trouble. Questions are also being asked about delays experienced in getting reinforcements to Slane after the initial outbreak of violence on the streets in the area of the local Garda station. It is envisaged that the public report would also contain commendations for those Gardaí who bravely counterattacked the mob, and it was feared that the Garda station itself might have been set alight. The Assistant Garda Commissioner visited Slane yesterday afternoon to hear first-hand reports from local Gardaí. His findings are not, however, expected to be made public, and that is the main reason for today's call for a full public inquiry. It will be made available with recommendations in it to all areas in this country hosting such festivals in the future. Little interest was shown at Navan Court yesterday when District Justice Clifford remanded Caroline Hope, aged 18, of River Forest Estate, Leixlip, County Kildare, on continuing bail to the special sitting of the court on charges of committing over £50 worth of malicious damage to the Slane Garda station last Sunday, and of obstructing Sergeant Bill McNulty from Carrolls and conduct likely to cause a breach of the peace. Justice also remanded Kevin Cardiff, aged 17, of Hillside Park, Rathfarnham, County Dublin, and Edward Downey, aged 19, of Palmer Park, Ballyboden, County Dublin, on continuing bail for charges of committing £300 worth of malicious damage to a Garda patrol car, also obstructing Garda Pat Keane from Navan, and drunk and disorderly behaviour last Saturday. William Lawler, aged 18, of Kildonan Road, Finglas West, Dublin, was remanded to the court on charges of stealing a motorcycle owned by Ernest Haywood and driving it without insurance in Slane last Sunday. The fourth remanded on continuing bail was Michael Scully, aged 20, of Cardiff Bridge Avenue, Finglas West, Dublin, on charges of allowing himself to be carried in a stolen car, causing £100 worth of damage to the car owned by Alma O'Callaghan. All were remanded on continuing bail to a special sitting of Navan Court on Monday, July the 30th. In addition, Justice Clifford issued four bench warrants. First for the arrest of Anthony Mooney, aged 20, Abbottstown Drive, Finglas West, Dublin, and a Dublin juvenile on charges of allowing themselves to be carried in a stolen car, causing £100 worth of damage to a car belonging to Elmer O'Callaghan, along with £400 worth of damage to a car owned by Kieran Arthur. Warrants for the arrest of Albert Hines, aged 20, of Walkinstown Park, Dublin, on a dangerous driving charge in Slane last Sunday, and Michael McGuire, aged 32, of Pierce Park, Drogheda, on a charge of attempting to steal from a local shop. Those were also issued. You find William Jameson, aged 21, of Inverness Park, Newton Abbey, County Antrim, £30 for dangerous driving in Slane last Saturday, and suspended him from driving for a year. Jameson did not appear in court yesterday. Well, in Slane this morning, great speculation surrounds the news that Lord Henry Mountcharles himself is now in hospital in St. Vincent's Nursing Home in Dublin. He's lately suffering from a kidney complaint and is expected on doctor's orders to be in hospital until Sunday at least. Ironically, in advance of last weekend's concert, Henry Mountcharles had pledged £1,000 to Slane Tidy Towns Committee, that's a subcommittee of Slane Community Council. And in conjunction with Lord Mountcharles, Slane Tidy Towns Committee have planned an open day at Slane Castle next Sunday to raise funds for improvements in the village. The open day arrangements were made prior to the weekend, but in the light of the festival violence, a meeting will take place tonight in Slane to decide if the open day goes ahead. It is reported that Lord Mountcharles was prepared to attend tonight's meeting himself, but his doctors have ruled that out. And in yet another twist of fate, one of the organisers of the open day is local Garda Sergeant John Clark, one of those injured in Sunday morning's riots, which some villagers now believe were sparked off as much by overcharging and inadequate facilities and by naked hooliganism. This is Kevin Johnson reporting from Slane.
Kevin Johnson on circuit from Slane a short time ago. In Dublin today, the trial of a Drogheda man on a murder charge was due to get underway in the Central Criminal Court this morning. The man, Michael Murphy, is charged with murdering old-age pensioner Catherine Carroll in the town on October the 20th last. And the funeral of the County Meath man who was killed in an agricultural accident when he was electrocuted yesterday will take place tomorrow. The remains of Michael Bradley from Sidon Wood Town, Drumconrath, will be removed from Our Lady's Hospital in Navan at 7:15 this evening. And three local farmers have been returned to trial arising out of incidents at Dundalk Docks in May of 1983. Two of the farmers are from County Meath and one from County Louth. Charles Clinton of Ballyreese, Kells, County Meath, is charged that he did steal a quantity of potatoes, the property of Patrick Lennon, and that he did intimidate Patrick Lennon to prevent him unloading the potatoes and did unlawfully incite persons there to steal the potatoes at Dundalk Docks on the 10th of May in 1983. Also charged were John Sheridan from Drakerath, Kells, and Patsy Lynch from Stakillen, RD. And ahead of the weather, a warning from the Department of Agriculture for members of the agricultural community to watch out for Colorado beetle. Weather conditions at present are conducive to the spread of the beetle, which could wipe out the potato crop. And the weather for the remainder of the day, mainly cloudy with occasional rain, heavy at times, and thundery also. The rain should die out by evening and the winds will be moderate, southwesterly, veering westerly. Maximum temperature high, slightly cooler than of late, 18 degrees Celsius, and a minimum of 10 degrees is expected. For the moment, that's it from the Carousel News Desk. 1:13 after one, we rejoin Hugh Hardy now through until 2 for Lunch with a Punch. Pop Pickers, and welcome to the program. Welcome back. Lunch with a Punch with yours truly, Hugh Hardy, until 2 o'clock. And as always, we change the tempo from country to rock and roll and rockabilly. The Showband Records, we've got them lined up, and every one of them a musical memory from way back in time, guaranteed to revive, hopefully, some good memories of yours as we play the old 45s and the blast from the past, and every one of them a memory from way back in time. Our first memory coming from the year 1956, the man who wrote the song and originally had the hit with it. Here's the sound of old Blue Suede Shoes himself, Carl Perkins.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place, and do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of my shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoes. my car, drank my liquor from my old fruit jar. Do anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off of them shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. For the show, free to get ready. Now go catch up, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. But it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Yeah, blue, blue.
Indeed, Carl Perkins, the farm boy from Tennessee that came out of being a farmer and originally a country singer to become a great rock and roll and a rockabilly exponent in latter years. And of course, it was Elvis Presley that subsequently had a huge hit with that song. But Carl Perkins wrote it and had a number one in the pop charts before Elvis ever recorded it. We'll take a commercial break and be right back with more sounds. Indeed, back with a show band record right after this.
For a day shopping with a difference, go along to Jonesboro Market this Sunday. There's bargains galore at every stall. See their selection of electrical goods, bedding, china, jewelry, fancy goods, ladies, gents and children's wear, household goods, footwear. Phew, I could go on and on. Let's just say there's everything from a needle to an anchor at Jonesboro Market. So bring the family along this Sunday and enjoy a day shopping with a difference. That's Jonesboro Market this Sunday and every Sunday. Happy bargain hunting!
Karen's of Toher for your hardware and farm supplies. Silage covers, all sizes. Red Serter plastic baling twine. Gates, all sizes, painted and galvanized. Fencers, fencer posts, insulators. Mild steel, high tensile and plastic fencer wire. Cement and galvanized cattle drinkers. Ball cocks, plastic piping and fittings. Bloom milk replacer, potato sprays, calf knots, layers mash, pellets and calf starter cubes. That's all at Karen's of Toher. Open daily from 8:30 a.m. till 8 p.m. Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Phone Karen's of Toher at 041-521-33.
Right, then just 19 and a half minutes past one on the program. Let's get back to music with a memory from way back in time from an Irish show band, from the band from Cork, featuring Brendan O'Brien. These are the Dixies and Little Arrows.
There's a boy, a little boy, shooting arrows in the blue, and he's aiming them at someone, but the question is that who? Is it me or is it you? It's hard to tell until you're hit, but you'll know it when they hit you, 'cause they hurt a little bit. Here they come, pouring out of the blue. Little arrows for me and for you. You're falling in love again. You're falling in love again. Little arrows in your clothing. Little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once and hit you once again. Little arrows that hit everybody every now and then. And others hide, but there ain't nothing they can do. And some folks put on armor, but the arrows go straight through. So you see, there's no escape, so why not face it and admit that you love those little arrows when they hurt a little bit. Here they come, pouring out of the blue. Little arrows for me and for you. You're falling in love again. You're falling in love again. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once and hit you once again. Little arrows that hit everybody every now and then. Here they come, pouring out of the blue. Little arrows for me and for you. You're falling in love again. You're falling in
find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once and hit you once again. Little arrows that hit everybody every now and then. Here they come pouring out of the blue.
Well, they were off the road for quite a while and made a big, big return to Irish show business and the Irish show band scene just back about 18 months ago. Brendan O'Brien and the Original Dixies, and of course that's the song that will always be associated with the aforementioned Brendan O'Brien, originally recorded by a man that's long since gone from the spotlight, at least, Leafy Lee, but a great version of the song and a great hit for Brendan O'Brien and the Dixies way back many years ago, a song there called Little Arrows. Her next musical memory comes from the year 1958. What were you doing in 1958? And do you remember the great sound of Tommy Edwards with his romantic tones and romantic sounds? It's a slow waltz, and it even is a lady's choice. As we go back all the way to 1958, Tommy Edwards, and the song is called It's All in the Game.
Many a tear have to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know as love. You have worked with him, and your future's looking dim, but these things your hearts can rise above. Once in a while he will call, but it's all in the game. Your side with a sweet bouquet. And he'll kiss your lips and caress your waiting fingertips, and your heart
with a smooth voice and smooth delivery, and to all the beat of rock and roll he came through with that number one record throughout the world, a song that reverberated right around the world in 1958 for the great Tommy Edwards, and a song called It's All in the Game. 1 year earlier in 1957, along came the raw, rockish, rockabilly, rock and roll sound of Gene Vincent.
Well, I wanna hug it. So baby, can't you see that you were meant for me? I want your loving, yes sirree. I bet I wanna hug it. I bet I wanna kissing. So baby, please proceed to give the love I need. I want your loving, yes indeed. Well, I want you, I love you, I need you so much. Why don't you give up with that magic touch? You send me, you thrill me, baby, you're so fine. I want your loving, baby, all the time. I bet I wanna kissing. So baby, don't forget, I'm gonna get you, yeah. I want your loving, oh, you better rock.
you, I love you, I need you so much. But don't you give up with that magic touch. You send me, you thrill me, baby, you're so fine. I want you loving, baby, all the time. I say I wanna wanna lotta lotta hugging. So baby, don't forget, I'm gonna get you, yeah. I want your loving, oh, you better rock. Oh, baby, I wanna, lotta loving. Oh, baby, I wanna, lotta hugging. But baby, don't forget, I'm gonna get you, yeah. I want your loving. Oh, you bet, well, I need your loving. Oh, you bet, well, I want your loving. Oh, you bet, well, I need your loving. Oh, you bet, well, I want your loving.
Okay, the sound from 1957, the late and great Gene Vincent, one of his big, big hits from 1957, and a song called A Lotta Lovin'. And our next one, as we slow things down here on the program and bring back a memory and conjuring up visions of hot nights and beach parties and sandy beaches and rock and roll and movies like this, Summer Place. The year was 1960, 59 and 60 there for the Percy Faith Orchestra from the theme song from the movie A Summer Place. And indeed, that was all the rage in those summers years ago, 59 and 60. Indeed, I was reading recently, speaking about that movie, A Summer Place. It starred a lady, a lovely lady at the time, called Dorothy Malone. I was reading recently where Dorothy Malone cannot get a job for any money, for any takers at all, and she's now working in a supermarket, of all things, somewhere outside Los Angeles, or it's Las Vegas. No, it's Los Angeles, indeed, hoping to get some kind of work in the movie, and they're thinking, way back about 24 years ago, she was the hottest property in all of moviedom. Incredible. We'll take a commercial break right now, and no, we won't take a commercial break right now. We'll just go on with the music right now, and if you feel like rocking, here's a good old rocking sound from Guy Mitchell. Well, sing along or clap your hands, and if you feel like rocking around the dinner table, feel free to do that as well. Here he is, Guy Mitchell, and a song called A Sing in the Blues.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars know
The three big hit versions of the song, the other two, of course, coming from Tommy Steele and Marty Robbins years and years ago, the sound of Guy Mitchell and a song called Sing of the Blues. The village of Slane certainly in the news in recent days, and well, we're going to mention indeed about Slane, because Slane last Sunday, as well as the great Bob Dylan, Van Morrison was there, Van the Man. Well, after the commercial break, we have a record from Van Morrison, indeed, his very, very first. And that is after this.
Bit of light, out of the clear it will appear. It's a natural kind of taste, even a refreshing
difference is clear.
If I invest for a fixed term of 1 to 5 years, will I earn extra interest?
Can I open an account for my favorite grandchild?
Yes, 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 with the EBS.
Is it possible to open an account for our football club? Can I deposit or withdraw money at any branch around the country?
Yes, 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 with the EBS. Can I, will I, play with success? With the
Now, just 25 minutes left in the program, Thursday edition of the show, and we were talking about Van Morrison. Like I said, this is the record that started it all for him when he was playing with a Belfast group called Them.
With another guy, his arms around her like a gypsy with me. Ooh, it makes me want to die.